And of course, tonight, the Miami Heat will play in Utah. It's a 9 p.m. tip-off tonight, so not as late. 9 p.m. And we'll see what the deal is with Jimmy Butler. I know you had sent me a video of Chris Perkins. We can play it later if you want. But Perk was essentially Kendrick Perkins was essentially saying that Kevin Durant wants Jimmy Butler in Phoenix, and that if they can pull off the trade for Jimmy, and again, this is Kendrick Perkins' sources, that he has an extension of $120 million over 2 years waiting for him, and Kevin Durant has an extension waiting for him as well.
Which he'll sign
if they get Jimmy Butler.
And Kendrick Perkins said, you know, I'm not the greatest mathematician, but 2 years, $120 million for Jimmy Butler is $60 million a season that Phoenix is willing to give him. So
that's crazy.
It's what he wants,
right,
by the way.
In that instance, by the way, if you know, let's say that you've talked with KD or whatever, and you know that you have $120 million payday that's just around the corner, or you got $48 million, again, that's not bad shakes, but it ain't $120 million. And what's stopping you from getting that $120 million is maybe you're too good. Maybe you park yourself in the corner.
Stand in the corner.
And don't do much. And kind of make it seem like, hey, you guys don't want me here.
But this report, I don't know if it's a report or Perk or whatever it is, doesn't that throw a little more leverage towards the Heat? Because now the Suns got to play ball with them and give me some assets, because you need to be able to keep Kevin Durant. It might not be Jimmy Butler, but keeping Kevin Durant is huge for Phoenix.
But it doesn't – yes, but it doesn't matter. This is why I find this entire situation laughable. Okay, let's say Jimmy Butler does want to go to Phoenix, and let's say Kendrick Perkins' sources are accurate, which I take that with a grain of salt, truthfully. But fine, let's just say that they're accurate. You need to move Bradley Beal, period. End of story. And Bradley Beal controls the situation because he has a no-trade clause. Him and LeBron, the only two. And right now, the Phoenix Suns, let's look back at what's happened here. The below 500. They just took Bradley Beal out of the starting lineup. And now Kendrick Perkins, who's a former NBA player, goes on national TV and says, yeah, I'm hearing that Kevin Durant wants Jimmy Butler, and he wants Jimmy Butler to be there to sign an extension. Which means Kevin Durant would have to be feeling that he wants Bradley Beal replaced for Jimmy Butler. Why in God's name would Bradley Beal go, okay, yeah, send me wherever then? Why would he do that? It makes no sense.
He feels unwanted, and he tries to find a good home to go play basketball again and not sit on the bench.
You're going to ride the bench here, Brad.
Well, he's not riding the bench. He's just coming off the bench.
Off the bench, Brad.
If they say his name like that, what?
Then you know, right? Then you know.
And he's been rumored to the Heat. Hawk hates it. He's been rumored to the Heat for 10 years now.
He ain't coming to the Heat. He's going somewhere else.
The Heat shut it down a year ago.
Right. Instead because we made that montage, finally. They understood what everyone was feeling.
Crowder, the Heat could have gotten Bradley Beal, the Summer of Dame, a season ago. They could have gotten Bradley Beal if they wanted to, period, end of story. They literally decided, we're not interested in Bradley Beal. We're not interested.
Well, that's because they thought they were getting Dame, though.
Correct. But I still think, Hawk, the surefire thing was Bradley Beal. There was always a risk with Damian Lillard, and you felt
you
like it was going to take
up.
Out.
No, you weren't going to give up. There was no risk. I don't want to relitigate it. There was no risk that they weren't going to end up with Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Tell Joe Cronin's raggedy tail.
I don't know. But I don't think the Miami Heat, truthfully, were ever as interested in Bradley Beal as people on the outside thought that they were. I don't. You nailed
Come
that.
Come on now, a Beal, a Tyler Beal, Bam. I like it.
You're paying Bradley Beal for the next 4 years, $60 million a year. I mean,
you don't want to pay Jimmy Butler this year, let alone next year. Imagine how you're going to feel about Bradley Beal in 2029.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's still dropping 31 a game.
But he's not.
Let's wrap up headlines, though, because I want to get to Gino Toretto.